All right, as you're heading back to your seats, I invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Everybody, good morning. Good to see you all. Morning. Okay, I'm so curious. So I'm Heather, I'm the children's director here. I'm curious to know how many of you, just raise your hand, get an allowance. Just talking to kids, though. Okay. Anybody get an allowance? Does anybody know what an allowance is? Nobody gets allowances anymore? Okay, cool. All right. Well, you know, sometimes we do things to help our parents around the house, right? And we help. What do you do? Give me just an idea, like what you do at home to help. Ella. Oh, empty the dishwasher. Oh, I love when my kids do that. Yes. Okay. Anybody else? Does anybody else help at home at all? Anyone? Ah, Emerson. You fold laundry? That's good. Folding's not always the easiest thing. I'm proud of you for doing that. That's awesome. Well, we do a lot of things to help our parents, right? And sometimes they reward us with stuff. Not going to say how. But how many of you feel the call from God to help somebody in need? Like maybe help serve food somewhere where people don't get regular meals, or help hand out clothing. Do any of you feel that call to do that sometime? There are two people who I know have done that. Cormac and Stanley, right?
Yeah.
You've done that, right? You've done that. Well, guess what? We don't always get a tangible reward. Like, we don't always get like a toy or a sticker or something for helping, especially when we do those types of things to help people. And you're calling, you're helping answer God's call, right? So God sees you doing that. God sees that beautiful work that you're doing when you're helping somebody in need. And you may not get a thank you from anybody, but God thanks you. And so when you're in prayer with God, you just know that He saw that good thing that you did. And it doesn't always have to be serving food or handing out clothing or that type of thing. But any nice thing that you do to be helpful to your parents or to your siblings, God sees those nice things. And that's the thank you. That's all the thank you you need. You don't need a prize or a sticker or a reward. So let's always try and remember that, okay? That God sees those good things that you do. Okay, let's put our hands together and pray. Closing our eyes. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for opportunities to help others. And help me to remember to help others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yay! Okay, let's meet Loudy at the back and Miss Amy.